Blog Talk Radio.
Together, lovely, all together, worthy, all together.
tonight. Oh, baby, get it on. You are exalted. You are exalted. Highly exalted. You are exalted. You are exalted. You are exalted. No man can see the end of your love. No man can see the end of your glory. No man can see the end of your power. Yeah. Far as the heaven.
Belongs to you in heaven and on earth. You are the Almighty God. Yes, Lord. And we worship you this morning. Oh, Father, we thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. You are welcome in this place. We ask, oh God, that you would ignite us today to hear, to see, and to do. Oh, Father, we ask that you speak through your servants today, that you would use them as the oracles of heaven here on earth, oh God. God, we ask that you speak through this bishop, through this apostle. Father God, we ask this morning, we are praying now that you would touch our ears, touch our eyes, and our lips of clay, that we might see and hear, speak. God, let us not just be hearers of the word, but let us be doers, oh God. Let us activate what we hear today, oh God, in our lives, in our ministry. Father, we pray for the sick and shut in today. We pray for your miracle working power to take place. Move in the room, move in the hospital room. Touch the doctors, touch the nurses, touch the EMTs, oh God. Touch the police department. Lord, touch the president, the Congress, the senators, Supreme Court judges, the fire department. Lord, we ask you to touch the teachers this morning. Touch the children. Father, we ask you, O God, to continue to glue the marriages together. So many people are getting divorced. Lord, we ask you today to move by your spirit, God. For your word declared that it is not by power nor by might, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. You are welcome to enter into our nation, into our homes, into our lives. Take control. We give you complete control this morning, every day, Lord. Father, we ask you now, O God, as you have saturated the atmosphere with worship, that you would now speak through your servants. Allow them to decrease as you increase this morning. And Father, we'll give you glory, honor, and praise. For you and you alone are worthy of all honor and glory. You are the sovereign God, the mighty God, the great I am, the lily of the valley. You are the early morning star, Lord God, the lion of the tribe of Judah. And we worship you. You are our King, our Redeemer. Yes, Lord, the one who paid the ultimate price at Calvary for our salvation. And we worship you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on in, Bishop and Apostle, and let the Lord use you.
Good day, everyone. Praise the Lord. To God be all the glory, honor,
praise
and praise.
Praise the Lord.
Almighty God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be here today in the land of the living. No matter what the weather may be, wherever you may be in this world, I hope that you'll be able to receive this message and hear us clearly as the Lord speaks through us. I'm Bishop James Washington, and my wife is Apostle Linda Washington, and we reside in Slidell, Louisiana. Coming to you via our cell phone. A lot of people are listening on the tablets and computers and whatever, you know, and they wouldn't be able to respond, you know, if they're on their computers so anywhere. But if they're on cell phones, they can respond. Or a regular house phone, they can respond. You know, as soon as we finish with this teaching today, and I do the prayer of salvation, God be willing, that I do it every day, and just be willing that I do it today, just trying to draw souls closer to God. And we hope and pray through this message that people will realize the miracles that Jesus performed, and he said in his word that we would do greater things. So there were miracles performed in the Old Testament, but see, people don't realize this. Well, God said this and God said that. Jesus is God. You know, people just don't realize that Jesus is all over the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. He's still God. He's the Son, still God. He's the Holy Spirit, but he's still God. He's God the Father, still God. No matter what people say, no matter how they tell you that, well, Jesus is not in the Old Testament. Believe me, you read the word, he is. That's why he said to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he said, I am God. And they said, oh, that's blasphemy. No, it's truth. But they couldn't see it because they had eyes but couldn't see and ears that couldn't hear. Not what the word of God was truly saying. Now, there were many miracles performed in the Old Testament and the New Testament. I know of no one else that can raise his arms up and part the Red Sea or any body of water. Jesus did that. He's God the Father. God did it.
Yes,
but it's still God the Father. It's still Jesus. You know? So when we say the miracles of Jesus, we're speaking basically of when he was God on earth, man. He was made man. From the Son of Man, he came to earth to suffer and die for our sins and iniquities. And we have to realize that God has always done miracles.
Yes, sir.
He created fire and forgot exactly where it is in the scripture where they waited all day. They waited all day long for their God to start the fire and it wouldn't start.
It's in the book of Elijah.
Kings, yeah. And God just proved himself, you know, he is the Father. He's always doing miracles. He saved a lot of people's lives when Jesus was on earth. He had one man had his hand was all twisted and mangled or whatever. And God straightened his hand out. He was paralyzed in that hand. And God caused the lepers to be healed. There were 10 lepers. The thing about it with the 10 lepers is that we receive miracles, and sometimes we don't realize it. Sometimes we do, but instead of running off and saying, well, thank you, Jesus, yo, look what God did, you'll run and tell people, wow, I couldn't walk too good yesterday, and now, you just say the prayer, and you said a prayer over me yesterday, and now today I'm running. I couldn't walk. When that happens, if it happens, whatever, you Jesus, thank God for that is a miracle.
Thank God.
There were people who couldn't get out of a wheelchair, and somebody said prayers for them, and they wake up the next day, and unconsciously they get out the wheelchair and start walking somewhere, and they say, oh, wow, I can walk. And they're ready to run to a cell phone or run through the house yelling, hey, I can walk. How many people thank God? You're so excited, but it's God that got you out of the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a miracle. Yeah. No man can heal you. Let's put it like that. God heals everybody who's afflicted with anything. So we have miracles that daily happen. You know, myself, I could have been killed, and I've been in several accidents. I was in an accident on the job, and it's a miracle that I'm alive. I was driving a service van, and I got broadsided in a storm, rainstorm. A lady drove out of a McDonald's parking lot and broadsided this van and flipped us over in a service canal. Two miracles happened. It's a miracle that we didn't get killed. And the other miracle is if we'd have been two blocks up, the service canal is about 10 feet deep and about 7 or 8 feet wide. So it would have swallowed up this van, but it only capsized to one side. But there still were people who were close to the water that was coming inside the van. But we were all saved. Praise the Lord. They pulled me out the van, and I'm trying to help them get my passengers out, because the door side was closed, so they had to bring everybody through the back door where the luggage was. They had to break a port out of that before our vehicle got there to upright the van. By the time they got there with the tow truck, everybody was out. It was a miracle that they had a police officer sitting in the Tasty Donut shop off duty, but he ran out there, grabbed his radio, and called for help. Before the people got on the phone, he called for help. And he ran out to his car and got a little sledgehammer and opened up the back door and, beat out the petition out and got people out the back door that could come out and the luggage and whatever. But it was a miracle. Nobody died. Nobody was seriously injured, just shook up. And of course, they sued the company. But, I was thankful that I had a life. So thank you, Jesus. I'm alive. And all my passengers are alive. And thank God, another miracle. Nobody sued me. They sued the company that I worked for. But they didn't sue me. Could have been that personal suit. But God creates miracles every day. He performs miracles. I've been in other accidents. I've been shot at, not really shooting at me. Two people were shooting at each other, and I was in the middle of it, and not one bullet hit me, coming from two different ways. But that's a miracle. I didn't get shot. I was sitting at a bar one night. Two guys come in to rob the bar, and they started shooting up the place. They told us, get on the floor. Everybody wasn't getting out fast enough. They started shooting the gun. So I could have been killed that night. It's many, many times that I was in a situation where it was a miracle I didn't die. Well, nobody got hurt. It was a miracle. But praise the Lord God Almighty. So you see, we have to think about the things that are mentioned in the Bible. I believe that I saw the figure 37 miracles that were performed by God. And people say, well, they don't do miracles, don't happen anymore. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They happen every day. And think about how many people we had. Tell you, if you tell me Jesus wasn't in this, like 2 weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, they had a tornado went through parts of Kentucky and Tennessee, I believe it was. 219 miles, this tornado was on the ground. One man was in his bathtub, okay, and they had one wall on the side of the bathtub. That's on his house that was still standing. And they asked this man, the reporter asked this man, sir, what were you doing? You know, he said, all I could do was call on God. I was praying, Lord, save me. He got in his bathtub. The wall stood up on the back of the bathtub, and everything else in the man's house was gone. Only that wall and his bathtub and him lying on his face with his hands clutched together, thanking God, you know, praying, Lord, please let me live through this. He was able to report. And his truck was turned, standing straight up. He had a pickup truck standing straight up next to a tree or something. Now, that was a miracle. And this whole block where he lived was gone. Everybody's house was gone. And like I said, it was 219 miles that one tornado with its destruction. Tell me God don't perform miracles. Why? The people who died, okay, I pray in the name of Jesus that they were saved. You know, I would hope that they were saved. You can't pray for them now. If they weren't saved, they weren't saved. But we have to realize each and every day when we open our eyes, that's a miracle from God. It's not our time to go. But then again, people say, well, when it's your time, it's your time. True. But in some cases, it's not your time. Some cases, you can push your time or cut your time short. The Bible says that. Disobedience. You may have days cut off. That's, you know, and it's how many people live to be 100, close to 100 years old. That's a miracle. That if we're living on God's grace. 3 score and 10 is 70 years. If you're 70 years and older, you're living on God's amazing grace. You know, if I cross over today, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. I don't want to leave my family, but I was God's before I was theirs. See, it's somebody else's. Yeah, it's still somebody. Whatever you do affects somebody else, be it positive or negative. If you do things the right way, or what you perceive to be the right way, according to the word of God, which is the right way, then that's like a miracle, because everybody has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the miracle is the Father in heaven is so wonderful. He's so kind and loving. He gives us miracles every day. There are people who were, I don't know if this lady's still alive, Ernestine Shepherd. She started out being a bodybuilder at, I think she was 71 years old when she started. And the last time I checked, she was about 85. And she's still a bodybuilder and winning contests. Can you imagine 85-year-old woman? And she don't look at, if you just look at this lady, you think, well, yeah, she's in her 60s, right? You know, she's 80-plus years. God's grace. And one of her testimonies is, the shepherd, you did this and you do this. What's your routine? She says, well, I get up at 4 every morning and I do my devotion. Ha, key. Number one, you do your devotion. You love Jesus and you thank him. So we have to realize God's amazing grace and the miracles that he performed daily are for some, they're for you, and it's for somebody else. Stand up and take notice. We come on Blog Talk Radio every day. It's a miracle how many people listen to Blog Talk Radio. We don't know, but we know that God's saving people through the miracle of teaching the salvation prayer. So go on, Apostle. I'm running on. I got that run off. No, you had something you wanted to read?
Psalm 77, verse 11. Verse 11.
Okay.
Psalm 77.
Mm-hmm. I have it here too.
Thank God we're here once again today.
Yes.
Thank you, Bishop.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank the Lord.
We're grateful for Apostle Calendar, our overseer. And thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
And to everyone that's on the line, we just thank God that God is great all the time. He's good all the time. He's awesome and mighty in all of his ways.
Yes.
Perfect in all his ways. Miracles do happen, and we don't know how many happen in a day. But we do know they happen, like Bishop was saying. The psalmist says in Psalm 77, verse 11, he says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will remember.
Hallelujah.
And that's so good. He's saying, I remember. You know, when we're going through, we may need a miracle and sick, or there's a financial issue, whatever the issue is, God is able to do miracles in different areas of your life. But God is our miracle. Jesus Christ is our miracle.
Yes.
He's our reward. In the Bible, in Genesis chapter 15, Moses heard the voice of God, and God was telling him, he heard him in a dream, came to him, and he heard him in a dream. He says, Moses, I am your shield, and I'm your exceedingly great reward. And he was talking to him about an heir, and Abraham was saying, I don't have an heir. All I have is a servant in my house, and I don't have an heir, and he considered his age and all of that, but God is telling him, I'm your exceedingly great reward, and he let him know that you will have a son. But that was a miracle with Sarah and Abraham. But here's the thing. The miracle happened. It did happen. I mean, a woman in her 90s will not have a baby unless God come in and intervene.
Yes, Lord.
Abraham in his 90s, almost 100 years old. That's a miracle. God did that, and he told him he would do that. He would have an heir. And he said, I am your reward. I am your exceedingly great reward. And oftentimes in my prayers, I say that because God is the reward for all of us. He's our reward. He is our everything. And so when we look back at all that God has done, if we have our ears open and if we really study the word of God, we will know that we can look back and see all of what Jesus did.
Hallelujah.
The miracles he did, the miracles of old, the miracles in, that Elijah did, the miracles that was performed through God in the book of Genesis, in the Exodus. I'm sorry, yeah. The Exodus with Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And as we have a list of those, just to go back a little bit, I researched them all. But here's the thing. We you know, when we look back at God, even at our own lives, like Bishop was looking back at all of the things that God did, like the accident that you were in, he was your shield. He shielded you from harm. Amen. You didn't die and come back to life. Somebody die and come back to life, that's truly a miracle. God does that.
Yes.
You know, somebody in a wheelchair, like you mentioned, and they could not walk at all. They were lame. And God gave them strength back into their legs to get up and walk like me. I could not walk because I had so much pain. I could not stand. I could not walk. And I was in a wheelchair for a while.
What about
When I left Block Talk for a while, I was gone for about 2 months. And I was in so much pain, and I had to take a whole lot of pain medicine to help me to get through the day and the night. And God, but God was with me. God kept me. God kept me through that time. And then I was able to get up and walk when I was blind in my eye and I could not see. God gave me my sight back. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I've experienced God. And all of us as Christians, we're going to experience God in some way or the other. Amen?
Did you not see a miracle at the church in St. Louis?
Yes, I did. A little boy's leg grew back. You know, we've given these testimonies on this line before. But when we think of the Old Testament and we think of all that, when we look back and we see the miracles of God, it's a testament of God.
Hallelujah.
It shows us how great he is. Glory be to God. And that's what it's all about. It's for the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, how about
so David said, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old.
Yes,
so
Lord.
When we read these things, we realize that most of the saints and most of that time before, there were wonders that God did. And we don't know how it's done. We don't know how it's done. We just know that God's do it. We don't know all things, but he does. He does know all things.
Yes, he does.
We have to remember he's our shield. He's our buckler. He's our wonderful God. He's almighty, and he's able to do all things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, but we don't have the power. God is all-powerful. He's all-knowing. We're not all-knowing. We're not all-powerful. God will allow us to do things through his power. Amen? But we're not the all-powerful one. He is. Glory be to God. So when we look at that, we can say, praise the Lord. We can look back and see all that God's done. If you've never seen a miracle in your life, read the Bible and you know. You will see the miracles. You will hear. And you will just like, if you close your eyes, it's like you can see it and envision what God was doing. You know, I've seen movies where it becomes like it's live in front of your eyes. What God did with Moses when you have the story of Moses, when you read it. But when you read it in the Old Testament, all of the things that God did, and in the New Testament, all that he did, it's an awesome wonder. It is a wonder. And, you know, many times people have said, well, the Bible is a mystery. Some things are a mystery. God doesn't reveal everything to us. It is a mystery. Some things in our lives that have happened is like a mystery to us. We don't know how it happened. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
It wasn't in the world. It was how did God do it?
How did God do it? So there are fewer miracles in the Bible than we think.
Yes. Fewer?
Than we think.
Oh, there are fewer.
And there are more miracles today than we probably know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Because we are not everywhere. We can't see them all as they are happening. But like you said, they're happening. Miracles, that's right, he's omnipresent. Amen. So there are fewer miracles in the Bible than you think, because when you look back at the Exodus, when you look back, Moses did these miracles, and we're going to look at some of them.
Mm-hmm.
He did these miracles a long time ago. And then when you get to the book of Kings, there are miracles.
Uh-huh.
But in between there, there's not a whole lot of miracles going on. And even in Jesus' day, Jesus did miracles, but not everywhere he went. Not everywhere he went. So there are fewer miracles in the Bible than we probably think until we read them. But the ones that we read, they're absolutely God.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely God. It is a miracle. And but, again, there are more miracles than we would know.
Who could make a donkey talk?
Nobody but God.
Just that.
There were many, many miracles in the days of Elijah, the days of Moses, and today in the days of the prophets.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Prophets have done miracles. Hallelujah. I've laid hands through the power of God, and I've seen miracles happen recently with my son and some years ago with my granddaughter. Hallelujah. We've seen miracles happen. The doctors didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do. There was nothing else that could be done. God stepped in and saved my granddaughter. Amen.
Yes.
All I did was what I knew to do, is to go to the hospital with, you know, and lay hands on my granddaughter. And by the power of God, she did not die. But there was no hope. There was no medicine that was working. There wasn't anything that was working. Truly, that was a miracle. The doctors did not know what to do. They had given her every medicine that they knew about, and they said that this, all of the medicine was not helping her. It was rejecting. The virus was still there, and the virus was killing her. But God came in. But what I'm saying is that just believe. We got to believe in miracles. Believe that God does miracles, but that shouldn't be our focus. Our focus should be serving the Lord. That's what our focus should be. And knowing that God is always with us, that's what our focus should be. Glory be to God. And when somebody's sick, when somebody is on a deathbed, we do believe God for a miracle. We do pray for a miracle. We're
right.
Praying for miracles now for some folks,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's up to God. He chooses what he's going to do. He
okay.
decides who of whom he's going to have mercy on. It says that in the Bible. I will have mercy on whom I choose to have mercy on.
Yes.
That is God. That's what God said. So everybody doesn't get a miracle, and a lot of people don't understand, well, why this person got a miracle and my husband died of cancer or my wife died of a dreadful disease. Why didn't God do that? Because God makes that decision. That's not our decision, and we still have to trust God when we don't see a miracle, but we know. Here's the thing we have to know is that he's able. That's where we have to go. We have to believe he's able, and then he will choose. Yeah, but he healed you.
Yes, he did.
See, healing and a miracle
yes.
is different. God healed you when you had the heart attack.
All three times.
God shielded you in the accident.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But a miracle, like when my brother just died and
yes.
God raised him from death,
yes.
That's a miracle.
That's a miracle.
When God raised Lazarus from the death, from the tomb and called him out from the tomb, that's a miracle.
Because
he was already
also,
dead for 4 days.
Right.
Amen?
And also, according to like Jewish law or tradition, if somebody is dead, they ain't coming back. So
mm-hmm.
they said they were out.
Amen.
And they came back. But Jesus purposely did not go that 5-mile trip. He didn't go to see Lazarus because his purpose was to show the power of God raising that man from the dead. They knew he was 4 days in that tomb, you know, and there was a stench, you know, a stench of death. And what happened? Jesus called him out.
Amen. So that was a miracle.
Oh, yes.
So when we read these stories, a miracle is different from a healing.
Oh, yes.
A miracle is something that no man can do. No one can do a miracle but God.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's got that power, but he will work through his servants like he did in the Exodus with Moses. He will work through Elijah and Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
He worked through them. And we'll go to some of those scriptures. And just to give you those scriptures, we're not going to read them all because Moses himself did over 20 miracles. God did 20 miracles through
Moses yeah.
when his people were in bondage in Egypt, remember? And Moses would go, and God would tell Moses what to do, and the miracles were happening. So the miracles of Jesus are very clear in the Bible. That's the good thing. We can look in the Word, and we can see, like David said, I looked and I've seen, he's seen what God has already done. That gives us that inspiration. That gives us that encouragement to know that God does miracles.
Yes,
and
he does.
We believe that. And if it doesn't happen here, it will happen.
Oh, yes.
It will happen, because if you're sick here and you believe God, if you need a miracle while you're here and you don't get it and you see the person didn't get it, the miracle happens when they cross over,
mm-hmm.
because this person is no longer going to be sick. Amen? No more crying, no more hurt, no more pain, no more cancer, no more of the disease is gone. Hallelujah. Jesus did that on the cross. He made a way for us to be healed. He made a way for us to have miracles. He made a way for us to have all we need. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He is our life. And that's what we have to focus on. No matter what's going on with you right now, focus on, like David, I've already seen what he's saying. I've already seen what you've done. Glory be to God. And that helps me in my faith.
Yes.
That helps him in his faith, because I know you're able, God.
Yes, Lord.
And I know, God, when you decide, whatever you decide to do, it's all right with me, because you're still God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
If you don't do it exactly the way I believe that I, or the way I want it done, or what I want to see done, he's still on the throne. He's still God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And as I said, he has made a way for us to be healed.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, through eternal life.
Mm.
And we'll get to that.
Yes.
So by faith, we can believe in the promises of God for a kingdom, for the kingdom that is yet to be consummated, that is yet to come.
Mm.
Glory be to God. When we look back at the works of Jesus Christ in the Bible, we see, hallelujah, and we have faith because he has said there is a second coming. He said, take care of business until I come back. Essentially, that's what he was saying. Go out and make disciples. Do the work, hallelujah, until I call you home. There is work to do. Glory be to God. And God decides how he's going to work it
through us.
That's his decision. That's not our decision. We just do what God said to do, right?
That's right.
Hallelujah. And believe like Abraham. Abraham believed God. When he had that dream and he heard the voice of God, God told him what he was going to do, and God did that.
Mm-hmm.
So Abraham saw what God can do. God told him, you're going to have a son, and he asked God, well, how is that when all I have is servants, blah, 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 you know, and he's having this discourse with God. But God is telling him, I am your reward. I'm your shield, and I'm your exceedingly great reward. Hallelujah. And we have to feel this. That word is for us today. That word is for us right now. God is our exceedingly great reward. And when we look, if we haven't seen a miracle with our eyes happen, with our natural eyes, we can look in the word and see all the miracles that God has done back then. That's enough for me. That ought to be enough for us to believe.
Let me throw something in there.
Sure, go right ahead.
This brother,
exciting.
God,
exciting.
Yes, it is.
Glory
well,
to God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
God told Sarah and Abraham.
Yeah.
Okay. About Isaac. It's going to be the child of promise. And she laughed. She laughed. Yeah, just, you know. But the thing is exceedingly, right? He told Abraham he will be the father of many, right?
That's right.
Before Isaac was Ishmael.
Yes.
Ishmael, I think that's
Ishmael,
what
he said.
Okay. Yeah. He jumped the gun on God. You know,
He listened to his wife. Amen.
But he still was an old man. That wasn't supposed
very
to happen.
Old.
He was very old. You know, you said about 100 years old what's his name? Jacob. No.
Isaac.
I keep saying Isaac and Jacob. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, go. I'm sorry. I cut you off again. The Holy Spirit just gives me something, and, you know, it just overwhelms me. I got to come out with it. Help me, Holy Spirit, and stop cutting off.
Oh, no. This is something we're doing together.
Yes.
So the miracle shows us that the kingdom is kingdom work.
Yes.
uh-huh. as kingdom work. The miracles of Jesus was clearly not to show that the kingdom had been consummated.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus got to come back for everything to come together.
Yes.
Amen. Well, we're still doing kingdom business, like
That's
I
right.
said.
Right.
So when we see people raised from the dead, we know that's a miracle. When we see people who are terminally ill and they say there's no hope, that's a miracle. There's no hope. The medicine is not working. That person is dying. That person is about gone. And then God decides, not yet. Not yet. Mercy says no in that situation. But it's not all the time. And many people get bitter. Many people get angry with God. And they don't, because they don't understand that God decides who gets a miracle. But still, we must believe because we've seen him do it before.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's something that we got to keep in mind. We don't get, you know, people just get angry with God. And that's not something we ought to do. But we understand that we're human and people are hurting and you're hurt. And we may say things, well, God, why? And get bitter with God. Why, God? Why couldn't you give my baby a miracle? Why you let my baby die? You know, but that's a mystery. That's a mystery. We don't know why God did that
we
way.
Don't.
But one thing we do know, if this is how I feel about it. This is my take on it for me. When things happen that are really bad, that's really hurtful, you hurt with the people. But here's the thing. What I hope for is when something horrible happens, when there's a tragedy, I hope that it will draw people close to God.
That's
right. Draw people close to God. Draw us closer so that we will pray for others.
Uh-huh.
So that we will be nearer to God when something like this happens, when the tragedy comes, and that we will know and say, God, I know you were able, but you decided to bring my baby home, or you made that decision, God, and I accept that. But with grief and sorrow, everybody grieves in a different way. We're not just talking about death here, but God does miracles in so many ways, miracles in finances, miracles with food, like you talked about in the last sermon, miracles with food. We're doing part two on miracles, and there's going to be a part three. But glory be to God, there's so much, it is so much, so much that I've researched about this subject of miracles. Glory be to God. What is going on? Oh, okay. So God wants to show us how great he is. Hallelujah. That he is God, and he has shown us that. And if we never see a miracle with our own eyes, I mean, naturally, like, be there when that miracle has happened, like I've experienced, just know that they have happened. I've experienced. What I'm telling you is what I've seen with my own eyes. Glory be to God. What I've done, like God said you can do, go lay hands on the sick and they recover. And there are times when I've laid hands and people were healed. Glory be to God. They were literally healed. It wasn't a miracle, but they were healed.
That's right.
My God. So a miracle, everything that God does is because of his love and his kindness towards us. Glory be to God, whether it be a miracle or a healing, whether it be his provision, taking care of all of our needs according to his riches and glory. All of that is what God does. And we love him because of who he is.
That's
he's
right.
The sovereign Lord of this universe, and we just got to love God because of who he is. Glory be to God. If you're dealing with an illness, if you're dealing with some trouble right now, just know God is able, that he is able, and we got to continue to pray in faith. Pray from our heart. And, you know, it's like if you're praying to God, Lord, I need a miracle. Lord, I need a miracle in my finances. Lord, I need a miracle for my child or whatever. We can't have our minds on something else while we're praying to God about a miracle because God can hear your heart. Amen.
Amen.
You be praying and praying in this and just praying, oh, God, give us miracles. But our mind is nowhere on God. We're just praying and saying words.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So God hears the heart. Keep that in mind. God knows what's in the heart while we're praying. Some people, when people are praying, we can't even bow our heads. We're going through something else when somebody is praying.
Yeah.
Praying for us, praying for you, praying for me, you know, and we don't take time to sit down and bow our heads while we're being prayed for. It's all of these things that we do because we don't give God enough time and enough reverence. Many times we don't. We got to reverence God. We got to believe God. Hallelujah. That's the key, to believe that he's able to do all things.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
All
Hallelujah.
Things. All things.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. And one day, we won't, as you say, you won't be sick anymore. Continue to believe. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight.
Sure.
Because one day you won't be sick anymore. You surely do. You surely will get a miracle.
Amen.
Everybody's going to get one. Those who are followers of Jesus Christ, you're going to get a miracle.
Yes.
Believe me, you're going to get a miracle. Because everything that was wrong here, he'll make it right.
That's right.
Amen. He'll make it right while you're here if you choose. God is the God of righteousness. Hallelujah. And he helps us in so many ways. Matter of fact, he helps us in every way. God is our help. He helped us get up this morning. Glory be to God.
Yes.
He helped us while we were sleeping because he kept us while we were sleeping. Mm-hmm. Some people die in their sleep. That's
right.
Why we got to be ready
That's
to
right.
meet our Lord.
That's right.
We got to stay ready to meet our Lord, because we never know when our number is up. Amen.
You
know, glory be to God.
You know, I heard a pastor say everybody should do is get on their knees that night and pray before they go to bed. And while you're down there, put your slippers way under the bed. And I said, now why did he say that? And somebody said, probably they asked him the same question. He said, the reason I say push your slippers way under your bed, see, when you get up the next morning, God wakes you up, you got to get down on your knees.
Amen.
And when you get down on your knees to get your slippers, say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, thank you, Lord, I'm awake. Then you try to find your slippers. So you pray before you go to sleep, and you make sure you put your slippers far under there so you have to get on your knees to find it. You know, that's just it. Was a way of saying, get back on your knees.
Yes, that's a nice analogy.
You know, it made a lot of sense after I understood what he said, because the wife had put your slippers way under. Just simple things. Whatever God does, whatever we pray for, whatever miracle that God does for whomever, somebody is going to be blessed by that. That's going to bring somebody closer to God. You know, well, hey, he wasn't such a great guy, but God did this for him. You didn't think that person was great, but God knows that person's heart. You don't. You don't know why a person does things.
Amen.
And maybe God is showing you, well, this guy was a crook. You know, it looks like he's getting away with stuff, but you don't know. This guy may have had an opportunity to change his life before he crossed over. And now he's gone. Well, man, how could you know, they give him such a burial, and you know, he wasn't the one to run the church, but just running the church, it means that you just got someplace you got to go every week. You know, you got to go to look good for everybody else. What's in your heart? What are you doing? How are you living? You may don't look like you're living right to someone else, but you're living right in God's standards.
Amen.
That's who counts.
That's who counts. Good point. Praise God. In John chapter 10, verse 37, Jesus is talking here. He said, if I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. Why can't you believe the works?
That's right.
And David said, I believe. I've seen the works of old.
That was in Psalm 77.
And David was suffering through some things.
Yes.
But he's saying, I've seen what my great God can do. That's what he's saying.
That's right.
God is still great in his eyes, no matter what's going on. And Jesus is saying, believe the works.
And
if you don't believe, because they were saying it was blasphemy.
He was
calling himself God, and he said it was blasphemy.
Uh-huh.
And he said, okay, well, you believe the works of Moses.
Uh-huh.
Moses did miracles through God.
That's right.
Through God.
Yeah.
Then why you don't believe what I'm doing is through God.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying, I am God.
I am God.
And they were very upset with him when
That's
he said
right.
that I am God.
Uh-huh.
And he called it blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely Jesus is the Father's Son. Hallelujah. And he was doing the works of the Father. He said, I am not doing the work. If I'm not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me then.
Mm-hmm.
But you believe Moses. You believe Elijah.
Who you can't even see.
You believe Elijah.
Because
that happened way right.
You know,
right. But you believe that, and here I am doing it in front of your eyes.
And you can't see.
You don't
no
believe.
No one blinder than he that won't see.
Amen. So the works that Jesus was doing was evident. That's what he meant. It's evidence that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me.
Uh-huh.
I am the Son of God, and this is true.
Uh-huh.
That's what he was telling him.
And who is he? I am?
I am. He said, I am the Son of God. I
My
am.
God.
He said, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me.
That's right.
I am the Son of God.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. That's what Jesus
Glory.
Said.
Hallelujah.
So even though he gave his disciples authority to do miracles, they knew that there was something very, very special. Very special, or you can even say unique, about this man Jesus and the way he did miracles. Glory to God.
No.
The authority and the power that was in him as the very Son of God, they did not want to believe it. But then there it is, the miracles in front of your eyes. You've seen what I've done, but you still don't believe. We got to believe. That's the thing. That's what happens when we believe. We have faith. Hallelujah. My God, Jesus. My God, Jesus. So when you turn to the book of Acts, if you've read the book of Acts, if you're a Bible scholar and you're reading your book, you're reading your Bible, you will see, and if you've read the New Testament, it's obvious that the apostles were doing many miracles. It was awesome, but they were doing it through the power of God. It's true, but remember, where as you read, as you look at it, you know, we say, oh, God, heal me. Oh, God, I don't want, you know, we don't want to suffer. We don't want to suffer. But these apostles suffered much.
Yes, they did.
They got sick.
Uh-huh.
Paul carried a doctor around with him, Luke.
Yeah.
And they got thrown in the prison. They got killed, but they were servants of the Lord.
Yay.
That's very important that we look at that, because we don't want to suffer. These apostles suffered daily in their lives. They suffered, thrown into prison, killed, sick. Paul had a problem, and God did not give him that miracle. God did not give him that healing. He told him, he said he wanted, he said, my grace is sufficient for you, Paul. When Paul was talking about this thorn in his side, we don't exactly know what the thorn is, but God told him, my grace is sufficient. And
That's
he's
right.
telling us today, my grace is sufficient for you. Whatever you're going through because of my grace.
That's right.
You're going through because of my grace and my mercy.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah. You're going through. You're still here. You might be sick, but you're here. You might be hurting over a relationship or whatever, or don't have enough finances or whatever, but you're still here,
yes.
And God is still providing. It might not be exactly what you want, but God gives you what you need.
Yeah, thank you.
Hallelujah. He gives you what you need.
Oh, God, if we could all think about.
Yes.
It's not what I want. Thy will be
done.
Done.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Bishop. It's a mistake to think that there are miracles running all through the history of God.
With that, I could say
God wasn't doing miracles all the time.
But I still can see.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, it's not 2020, but then somebody may not have as many years as I've had. So I'm being blessed.
Wow. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Come on, my foot.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. So as we read the Bible, we will see the gifts of miracles, gifts of healing, gifts of exorcism that were spoken of in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in the books of Acts. We see that there are many gifts, and even now, those gifts are still going forth through the people of God. But we're not to think that a miracle is going to happen all the time, but we must know that it can happen.
Yes.
Always remember, it can happen, and never stop praying about it. Don't stop praying about it, but when we pray, focus on God. Focus on these miracles. Focus on what God has already done.
Hallelujah.
Be serious when we pray. We got to be serious, fasting and praying. But God didn't promise everybody a miracle, but he did say, I am a miracle worker. That's what he's saying. I am that I am. I'm able to do all things.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing impossible that God can do, that he can't do, all right? That he can't do. So in the Old Testament, we see that God did the miracles. We see in the New Testament he did the miracles. My God. But there were few and far between in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And what God was saying to these people, these Pharisees and these Sadducees, just believe the word.
That's right.
We have to believe what we read, and we have to walk by faith and not by sight, because if you believe God, you're going to walk by faith.
Oh,
no matter what you're going through, you're going to walk by faith.
Anybody,
and you're going to believe God, you're going to get me through no matter what.
Anybody standing up, just sit down on the chair that's right behind you. You got to have faith to do that. Who said the chair's going to hold you up? But you got faith. You got to keep the faith.
Amen.
Yeah, I came here today, and I sat down on this chair. I said, well, that's going to hold me up. I sat on it 3 times today. But
Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, but we'll do that. That's okay. Praise the Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, my
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We say excuse us for this, what's going on. I know, but excuse us, please. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we look at all the stories and the things that we hear around the world. I've heard about miracles that's happened in a far country.
Yes.
Miracles that happen in Africa.
Uh-huh.
Miracles that happen in India.
Yeah.
Miracles that happen in just faraway places.
Yes.
We hear about it. And we know that God is able.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Glory be to God. So we've heard some testimonies, many testimonies, even on this line, where
uh-huh.
people have come and testified about a miracle,
mm-hmm.
testified about their healings. Glory be to God. So if we could go, if we could hear some of, like, these stories all over the world, there are stories about God and how great God is. Like the one person who got saved from the tornado.
Yeah.
He got saved. God shielded him.
That's right.
God shielded him. Nobody but God could shield him from that tornado.
That's right.
Nobody but God could do that. Everything else was gone. And the only thing left standing was this man in this tub.
And the wall that was behind the tub.
And everything was gone.
The walls, the walls, the whole house was gone.
They had a fire here in, well, not here, but in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And the man and his daughter were on the news. This is the older man. And everything burnt up. The whole house burned out. And that man stood up there and said, God is still good.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, I still have my God.
Hallelujah.
He said, the house is gone. The clothes, everything is gone, but
right.
God is good, and God, I still have my God, he said, and God's going to help us.
Right.
And sure enough, people were coming and bringing clothes, and all kinds of donations started to coming in, because God is good. God proved to him, okay, the house is gone, are you still going to believe me? The house is gone, the money gone, the children gone, the wife gone, the husband gone, are you still going to believe? Are you still going to have faith in me? Because I'm able to take care of you. So if we look, we hear all the stories that's happened all around the world and in different cultures around the world. If we, all of these encounters, including the ones that we have,
yes,
between the Christians and, let me tell you something, the devil know how to do stuff too.
Boy,
and we're going to deal with that subject,
yeah, yeah,
probably on the, in the third message.
Yes.
And the Christian, the people who are sick Christians, people sick around the world, all these things that happen around the world, we would be absolutely flabbergasted and in awe of what God is doing. When you go to YouTube and you listen to some of these stories, I don't believe they're going to lie and say they got a miracle.
Sure.
You know, now some people might, but I don't believe. They're actually saying all these miracles that they've encountered. Because I listen to YouTube, and we've seen things on television, and we've seen how God come and help people when they're in trouble. Glory be to God. So when we count all these things that we hear, things that we've seen with all our eyes, we would think that we're living in a world of miracles, right? Which we are. We are. We're living in a world where miracles, like Pastor's saying, is happening. It's happening even as we speak.
Yes.
There are wonderful miracles and healings and provisions that God is doing all over the world. Amen. His eyes are everywhere, and he loves us all the same. Glory be to God. And we have to have faith to know that he can help us too. Even while we're going through, God is going to help you to go through. I would say here to a person who's an unbeliever that would challenge what we're talking about today, it's what's in the heart of a Christian and not so much what we don't see or we do see, but we have God in our heart. Amen? And that's what Christianity is about. We have God in our heart. We have the love of God in our hearts, and we believe that God is able to do all things with us. We believe, and that's what's wrong with the it simply says unbelievers. They don't hear God. They can't see God because they're unbelievers, and their heart has not been converted. The conversion of the heart is a miracle.
Yeah.
That's a miracle. My God, is that a miracle? Just the conversion of our heart is a miracle. Amen? And we're going to talk about that too. So glory be to God. So we live today by faith. We got to live by faith, walk by faith, and not by sight, and know that evil is being overcome. Evil is being overcome. The evil is there. It's lurking everywhere, but we can overcome evil because God said we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We can definitely overcome. Evil is there, but we overcome. Glory be to God. We got to live by faith in the promises of God by looking back like David did. Looking back. God gives us experiences where we can look back. Each one is maybe a different experience, but we can look back like David was saying. We can look back and see all of the miracles of old, all of the times that God provided in our lives and in the lives of those in the Bible. Glory be to God. So we're looking back to the work of Jesus Christ, to the work of our God, our awesome and mighty great I Am. So in our hearts is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came into the world and to reveal to us what God is like and to accomplish salvation for all people who believe in him. And believing that we're going to die and rise again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So miracles happen. There's an appearance of miracles in the history in Jesus and in the life of the apostles. Hallelujah. To vindicate the claim in the Bible that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. God is the great I Am, the mighty and awesome God. Hallelujah. So Christianity, in a nutshell, is a life lived by looking back with confidence in the work of Christ, looking forward in hope because of what's in the past, hallelujah, to the realization that he's coming again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have faith and believe he's coming again, and that we're willing to suffer and love people now. Hallelujah. Love people now no matter what. He even said to love your enemies. Love your enemies. Pray for your enemies. Do what God said. Follow the commands of God. And we will see great things. We will experience great things. We will see miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But we got to be careful that we walk in faith and not by sight. Jesus has called us to faith. God said we can't please him without faith. That's how we become a believer, because we have faith in God. And we have faith that God is going to bring us through anything and everything. Hallelujah. He gets us. Hallelujah. When we look at Abraham and Gerar, when we look at what happened in Gerar, God told Abraham to leave his family. Leave his family. Right? He didn't question God about that. But God didn't tell him to take Lot with him. That's not what God did. But here's the key with Abraham. He followed the commands of God. He made a mistake taking Lot, but he obeyed the command of God.
Mm-hmm.
We got to obey the commands of God. Obey the commandments. We're going to make mistakes in life. Just like Abraham made mistakes, Moses made mistakes,
David.
Joshua made mistakes, David, you know, when we look at that, but when God gives us a command, we follow the command, obey the commandments. God didn't say we weren't going to make mistakes, but we obey. So Abraham obeyed the commandments. But Lot, him and Lot got into some argument over who, you know, and he was jealous of his uncle, all that stuff. But read it for yourself in Genesis around chapter 15, Genesis, in the book of Genesis. You read about Abraham and how God told him to leave, but he left in faith. Glory be to God. He followed the command. That's why God called him a righteous man. Even when God told him to bring the son of promise, Isaac, he told him to bring Isaac for a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
My God. He believed, because he said he believed that God was going to give him the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
He believed that God was going to give him a sacrifice. God was going to do something, because by faith, he knew God gave him this son of promise, but he's following the command of God to go and bring his only, the son he promised, for an offering. And he followed through on that. But God had a ram in the bush. Amen. Glory be to God. And there's so much that is packed with revelation there. But we're not going to stay there right now. But I'm saying, what my point is that follow the commands of God. That's what faith does. When faith is believing God, and he accounted it to Abraham for righteousness, because Abraham followed the commands of God. Abraham lied. Abraham lied about his wife, lied about his nephew. He was so in love. He loved his nephew. You know, we can love people, but we can't let it hinder us in obeying God. We got to follow the commands of God. No matter what anybody else is doing, no matter how much we love somebody else, we are not supposed to put them before God. Follow his commands.
Have no other gods before me.
No other gods.
Nobody.
God has to come first. He has to be top priority. Glory be to God. And this is how it was with Abraham. When God told Abraham to do something, he did it. Did he make mistakes with sleeping with Hagar? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He made a mistake. He listened to
his
wife.
Flesh.
But
his flesh.
Right. His flesh took a hold. And he was supposed to say no to Sarah. He was supposed to say no. God promised us a son. He said that we were going to have a son.
That's right.
All right? And that's what he was supposed to do. He was not supposed to follow what his wife wanted him to do. It's just like with Adam. Adam was not supposed to listen to Eve. Adam was supposed to not disobey God. even though she gave him to eat. God said, don't do it. And God is expecting us to be responsible, to listen to what he said not to do and what he said we should do. Amen. I believe you made that point.
Yes.
Anything else, Bishop?
No.
Hallelujah.
We'll get on that some other time. About
We'll get on it.
With Adam and Eve and the fruit, you know.
Because he disobeyed. He did what his wife wanted him to do. And God clearly spoke. I mean, they had everything.
Yeah.
They had God. They could walk. They had all they needed. We have all we need, but don't disobey God.
I could just see if he could pull a Mr. T on it. Shut up, woman. Put that fruit down. Oh, eat that. You know, God told you don't touch that. Put that fruit down. What's wrong with you, woman? You know?
Put it down.
Put that fruit down. Don't you put your hands on that fruit. Don't listen to that snake.
He should have been like Job. Job, when his wife told him, curse your God and die. Why don't you just... That's right. He told her, you're a foolish woman. That's right. He said, you're a foolish woman. Job wasn't going for that. No.
He was on TV.
Shut up, woman.
You're
talking like a fool. But we must obey God. And that's what Job did. Job wasn't going to curse God. And God knew Job wasn't going to curse him. He knew he wasn't going to curse God and shake his fist. I mean, he was angry now. He got angry. And it's all right to get angry because God said we can get angry, but don't sleep on your anger.
That's right.
And so Job began to praise God. Job began to praise God. And this is what we have to do. Going through, Job suffered. He suffered real bad.
Yeah.
Read the book of Job. But he did not curse his God.
Mm-hmm.
He would not sin against his God. And that woman wasn't going to make him do it.
Nope.
Amen. Adam did it. My God. Adam did it. And
then Adam wanted to blame God. The woman you gave me. No.
The woman you gave me made me do it.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, they were both irresponsible.
Yes.
And they both listened to the devil.
Yes.
So... we got to obey like Abraham. He obeyed the commands of God.
That's
very, very important. Don't ever think that you got it going on so much that you're not going to make a mistake. That's where we make the mistake, thinking that we cannot make a mistake, thinking that we have got that big ego now and God has blessed us and we've been walking with God. Be very careful. Be careful because the enemy still want to take you down. He will never stop. He will not stop. He still want to take you down, especially when we are followers of Jesus. He's not concerned about those that are following him. If you're in his camp, all right. But when we switch over to Jesus and decide, I'm giving my heart to God, that's when he comes in. We all know that. That's elementary. But the enemy does not stop, okay? He was in the garden. He was talking to David, talking to the others in the Bible. Joshua, as much good as Joshua did through God, he still made a mistake. He made mistakes. Elijah ran and made a mistake. He shouldn't have ran, but he did. You know, so when we look and we read the Bible, we see that God uses people like us. We're all human, and God said, you're human. I understand you're only dust.
Jonah disobeyed.
And he said, Jonah disobeyed, and God still used Jonah.
Yes, he did.
Jonah didn't want to stay in that grave. That was like, you shut up, boy, you in there. And he had to praise his way out. This is like a grave. He was buried. It's symbolic of being buried.
Yes.
Okay, now you made a mistake. Look, Judy, you disobeyed. He didn't follow the command of God. But after he got down up in there, when God showed him something, I'm going to show you something, he had to praise his way out of there. My God. So we got to praise God no matter how much trouble we're in, even when we make a mistake. Even when we make a mistake with God, God, I repent. God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, God, that I disobeyed you, Lord. Forgive me, God. I repent, God. Help me, God, never to do this again. Help me. I can't do it without you, God. And remember what God said. But don't take advantage of what he said, you know, because it can become a disadvantage when we decide that, okay, God, you said this, you said you're going to forgive me. Don't go sinning and willfully sin because God said he'll forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
He will. But when we continue in sin,
well, people do things.
If we continue disobeying the commands of God,
Jesus,
what's going to happen?
Anything you ask God in your name,
he
tells us.
He said he would
well,
give
I
it.
Want this man's wife.
No. You can't have somebody else's
wife. No, you can't do that. Or somebody else's husband. I like that car. I sure want that car. You can't have that person's car. So I gave that person that car. Now, he might give you a better car. But don't go wanting somebody else's stuff. I shall not cover thy neighbor's wife. I shall not cover thy neighbor's goods. That covers everything. Right? All right. Read the commandments.
So we see the suffering. We see the miracles along with the suffering. We see that God is still God. He said, if you seek me, you'll find me. If you seek me, you find me. We're going to go to some more scripture. But we live in a time where there's a lot of suffering. A lot of suffering. More evil than ever before.
Oh, forget the movies. Jesus.
Suffering is a normal thing.
Oh, my God.
Suffering has always been.
Yes.
The sin was committed in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless. God does now and then and sometimes regularly in periods of revival. He does miracles now. He did miracles then. And God will revive. There's times when there's a period of revival. I was listening to a preacher the other day, very good preacher. And it's called Father Heart Ministry. And he was talking about a time when there was a worship leader that came to his church, and he was a guitar player, but he was a worshiper. And they had a piano player at the church, and the preacher said it was pitiful because he couldn't play the piano, but he called himself a piano player. But when this man came with the anointing, when he came, he was anointed to worship. And he said to the pastor, I'm bringing my whole church to this church because there was problems over there. And he brought all of his people to this pastor's church because that's what God was calling him to do. He heard from God.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he gets there, he tells the pastor, we're going to stay here, if you don't mind, me and my congregants, we're going to stay here. And because this is where I know we're supposed to be. So what does he do? He said, and I'm going to be the worship leader. That man began to worship God. He became the worship leader, and a revival broke out in that church for 3 whole years.
Oh, wow.
They saw wonders and miracles for 3 years. It was a time of revival.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't happen everywhere at the same time, but God is a God can be everywhere at the same time, but God makes it happen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And he said for 3 years, there seemed a breakout of a Holy Spirit move like he had never seen before. God does these things in his own timing. Amen. But we always got to believe for revival. We always got to believe we are overcomers. Amen. Hallelujah. So God used his power to perform. And he uses it according to his own sovereign will. Miracles for his people come. It comes, but not to everybody. Everybody don't get a miracle in this earth. Everybody don't get healed in the earth. But a follower of Jesus, not just a follower, but a believer that one day I shall overcome. I'm going to overcome this sickness. I'm going to overcome this trouble. Because Jesus has made it possible. He's made a way for me to get there. Amen.
Go ahead.
No. We're about
what
finished.
What you were just saying about when the Father Heart Ministry.
Yeah.
The pastor brought this old church there. They weren't selling tickets to a revival, were they? I mean, you didn't have to register, huh? But that's what they're doing now.
No,
you're registering for a revival.
Right.
Get there early. Get your
Amen.
Good seat, you know. Get your good seat right where they pass in the collection plate. Make sure you
Amen.
Get a good seat. But that's all they're looking for.
So when we call, thank you, Bishop, when we call people to repent, which is what Bishop is going to do in a few minutes, we call people to repent, we call people to believe. We're not calling them to believe on the basis of a miracle we saw yesterday, even if it happened.
Yeah.
We're not calling them on the basis of the glory of Jesus Christ revealed in his death and resurrection through Scripture. That's the basic.
Uh-huh.
Even if miracles were happening more today, that's where this is where our foundation of faith would need to be, in the fact that it's possible, that I can believe. But when we see the miracle, some people won't believe it because they read it.
No,
some
it's
people
be
won't.
Tangible to them.
Yeah, and God will show them that he's God. There are times when God has healed and did miracles with people that weren't even saved.
Amen.
They weren't even saved. Could believe. He did it for his glory, you know. He did it so they could see how God moved. But we need people to believe for their sanctification, to believe that I can be saved. That's the main thing we want them to know. I've got to be saved. You've got to be saved. Hallelujah. And just because you saved, that doesn't mean one day you'll get a miracle. But you get a miracle. Let me say it this way. We get a miracle when we get saved. That's a miracle. The miracle of forgiveness through the blood shed of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Precious blood.
Hallelujah. But some people just want to see the signs, and they want to see the wonders, and they want to see, well, if it happened then, it's supposed to be happening now. It is happening now. But we don't all see it happening. But one day, God may allow you to see a miracle. He may allow you to see a miracle with your eyes. But we can see the miracles that happen in the Bible, but we have to see it by faith. We have to believe this is just not stories. These are just not like stories that we tell. These things really happened in the Bible. Okay. Amen. Glory be to God. So let's just believe God, believe that God is able to do all things, and believe by faith. That's what's so important. We're talking about miracles, glory be to God, today, because many need a miracle and because it needs to be discussed. It needs to be discussed because many people are not believing God because they have not seen a loved one healed. They have not seen a miracle. We got to believe Jesus died on the cross. Amen. That's what we got to believe. He died on the cross for our victory. He died on the cross, hallelujah, so that we could be saved.
Thank
and
you.
One day we'll have it. We got eternal life, and one day we'll be with him. That's the glory. You know, just knowing that I'll be with Jesus one day.
Uh-huh.
That's enough right there to serve him. That's enough right there to believe. You got to believe, though. It's enough. He died on the cross. So this is what we're telling you today. Just believe Jesus.
Yes.
Just believe that he's able to do all things. Hallelujah.
Oh.
God's great miracles does happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
We bless the name of the Lord. We bless him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have anything else, Apostle?
No,
Bishop.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I've been upgraded. Thank you. Yeah, I'm still
praise God. Hallelujah. But in the book of Exodus, you will see the many miracles that Jesus did through our Father, our God did through Moses. Jesus always was there. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. And if you go through the book of Exodus, you will see all of the miracles that was performed in the book of Exodus and the book of Kings. You can read those in the book of Kings. And I have all the scriptures, but we're going to come back. We're going to come back again and do some more on this subject, because we just want people to know that God is great. And I know all of the people that we know on this line know that. But there are people who don't know. There are people that don't even have a Bible. They don't have a Bible. And we're like the Bible that they need.
Yes,
hallelujah. We got the word in us.
Yes.
And we got the word at our fingertips. Amen.
Not only be doers of the word, but be doers.
Doers of the word.
They can hear it.
Yes.
You know, some people can't
glory
read
to God, hallelujah.
But they can hear the word. You know, and through hearing, they can do the word.
Amen.
You may not be able to quote scripture verbatim, but when you're given a scripture and see what that scripture says, you might say, well, you know, it's not, my belief, it's not changing the word of God. Oh, God, I may have left a word or two out, but you know my heart. You know, I couldn't remember exactly like somebody said something, how they read it to me. But the basic thing is I'm obeying God through what he said to do.
Amen.
And I think God would honor that more than somebody who knew it verbatim and wasn't obeying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, I'm such a, what do you call it, prolific?
Prolific.
Prolific speaker and don't mean anything. And, oh, yes, there is something I wanted to say. We've seen many, many movies, collectively speaking, when I say we've seen many, many movies, and it's always near Resurrection Sunday or Christmas celebration. You know, it's always the same stories. But how many people are showing movies now like the one we saw the other night?
My God.
Revelation, it was showing basically actually the end time. They were showing when these people were, you know, just.
They believed in the Catholic religion.
Yes. And the priest.
The Antichrist.
The priest that was over them was the devil's addict.
Yes, he was.
But he played such a great part, you know, and he had these people believe in stuff. So many of them burned up because then we know they went to hell, you know, or it sure seemed like they did, you know, because of things that they were doing. It's, oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
It's a good movie to watch.
Yes.
Very good movie to watch.
Open up your eyes.
But the only way you could believe what was happening is if you know Jesus
word.
Christ, you know the word. Because some people will look at that and just believe, wow, this is just a...
It ain't like the old Dracula movies and Frankenstein monsters and stuff like that, the mummy. No, it ain't like that. It's a real horror movie, or an eternal horror movie, you know, and it happens every day. And when you look at this, you might realize, wow, that is what's going on. Or it has been. Well, we just didn't see it. Whoever wrote that script up, they went straight to the Bible and got that.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Yes. My God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
When we experience things, what you were saying, Apostle, when we experience things, like me, I experienced something with the drinking problem that I had. Not had. Yeah, if it ain't sacrament wine, I am not touching any other alcohol. The word of God says wine. That's the only one, and that's very little of that. Because it's represented by the blood of Christ, and it's being blessed. You know, it's not like I'm just going to just pour some wine and drink a glass of wine. No. And I'm not saying that you can't drink, because the Bible says do not get drunk, which means if it's saying do not get drunk, then there's a possibility that you could drink, but don't do anything to excess. Me, I had a problem with alcohol. I don't want to drink. Like I said, only the sacrament wine. That's all I drink. If I'm going to drink alcohol, well, you know, take communion, but I'm not going to drink anything, not even a simple thing like a beer. I don't want to because, I'm a kind of funny fish. I've been on the hook, and I've been hooked. You know, I don't want to bite that hook again. See, I'm not even going to put myself in that position, you know. It's like smoking cigarettes. If you spell cigarettes, you put an F before the C, and you put an F on the back end. Fire on the front end and a fool on the back end. Cigarettes in between, no good. Don't want to touch it, you know. And I advise anybody, they'll pollute your lungs, you know. The alcohol will eat up your liver and your kidneys. It'll eat you alive. Don't do it. Please don't do it. And it causes other problems. So besides those, it causes other problems. So don't do it. You know, and you're doing stupid things. Mm-hmm. It alters your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can handle it. No, you can't. You can't handle it. You can drink maybe more than somebody else can before you start doing the dumb things. But they're coming. So stop.
Thank you.
And you don't need to be weaned off the cigarettes. All you got to do is call on Jesus.
Amen.
Just call on Jesus.
He's able to help you make that conversion.
That's right. That's
and only God is able.
Many times I tried to stop smoking, and you know when I stopped, when I say, Jesus, I need to stop this. I want your help.
Amen.
Don't smoke. Never smoked for years now. I know it's over 20.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. So go back to the book of Exodus if you haven't read. Go to Exodus and you will see the signs and the wonders that God did through Moses, the servant that did make mistakes, but he followed the command of God.
Yes, Lord.
When God commanded Moses to do something, he did it. And he made mistakes along the way, you know. But just know that God can use you just like he used Moses wasn't perfect.
Yes.
He wasn't perfect.
Oh.
Abraham made a mistake. He wasn't made mistakes. He's not, he wasn't perfect.
No, he wasn't.
God is just looking for those that will give their heart for God to use and mold and shape us into those vessels that he can use for his glory. We're all sinners. Everybody. Everybody. Everybody is born into sin because of what happened in the garden. And you know that. So the signs and the wonders did happen in Egypt. And Jesus and his apostles performed many miracles. They did. The miracles, the signs, the wonders that God performed.
Yes.
And still were in awe for the saving of his people and so that people can see the display of his power and so that the heathen will see.
Yes.
You're not greater than me.
Hmm.
And he knows that, but he's trying to be God. And the Antichrist is going to appear.
Yes.
But the Antichrist spirit has been
Long time.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. In the garden.
Right.
In the garden.
Yeah. So in Exodus chapter 9, verse 16, God said to Moses, and in very deed for this cause, I have raised you up in this time. I have raised you up to show you my power and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. See, it's about the glory of God. So most Christians have come to see the servants of the Lord used in the working of his miracles. They want to see that. They want to see the wonders. Many want to see the signs.
Mm-hmm.
As great saints, they're great saints because of God's use of them, not because they're great in and of themselves. They're great saints because of what he did. What they did was great through God. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with thinking about miracles because we want to see miracles. We want to see people healed. We want to see the dead raised. We want to see that.
Yes.
You know, and God does it. He does it in his own perfect timing. And he only does it with certain ones. And that's a mystery. That's a mystery. We believe, we got to just believe the word of God and know that he's still God.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we have to be careful of is looking only to miracles to do great things in God. I know that sounds not right, but be careful. We're doing great things when we take care of the poor. We're doing great things when we take care of the orphan.
Yes.
We're doing great things through God when we take care of the elderly, the widow, the widower. We're doing great things. When we do for the least of these, Jesus said, you've done it for me. That's a great thing. But if you're only looking for miracles and you're only looking for signs and wonders, there's something wrong with that picture. Because everything God does is awesome. Everything he does, not just the miracles. Just being our daily bread is awesome. Just being one to experience the benefits of God, the promises of God, that's great. That's great. He told Abraham again, I am your exceedingly great reward.
Yes,
I am your, your. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. My shepherd, David said. Even though he made mistakes, he still says, you're my shepherd. He didn't drop God. He continued to worship God, thanking God for all that God did, just worshiping God. Even while he was doing wrong, he was worshiping God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
God is there even while we're doing wrong. He doesn't hide. He doesn't hide his face when we're doing wrong. He can see. He can still see. My God, he sees everything we do. But don't think that the greatest thing you can do is a miracle, because we're not doing it anyway. It's being done through God. But people want to see, we do want to see people have these miracles and healing. But we have to understand that's not the greatest thing you can do. It's a great thing that's being done even now. But just being with Jesus is great. Having Jesus as your friend is great. You know, having him as your savior, that's the greatest. Being saved, that's a miracle in itself. So let's just hold on to Jesus. And let's hear what Jesus said here in this scripture.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest prophet among those that said, and we have seen that are types and shadows of the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, with all of those that have done miracles, the prophets and, you know, all of those servants that God used to do miracles, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 11, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
He was preaching repentance. He was preaching Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And many were saying, well, John did no miracles. But he said in John chapter 10, verses 41 to 42, is but John did no miracles, but all things that John spoke of this man, meaning Jesus, was true.
Mm-hmm.
And many believed on Jesus there. Hallelujah. This is the word of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
St. John spoke of it. Hallelujah. So, let's just continue to believe, hold on to your faith, and just know that God is with us. That's so important. God is with you no matter what. Hallelujah. And as we have said, miracles are great. We have seen healing. Bishop and I have seen much that God has done in our lives, in our families. We've seen the work of the Lord, which is great. We can look back and at all of our experiences And that's what God does. He gives us those experiences so that we can continue to count on him, continue to trust him, and have faith to know that God is able. Amen. So we come and report three whenever Apostle says so. We come and report three and maybe a part four, but I don't know. It all depends on the Holy Spirit. But just believe God and pray. And when you pray, concentrate on that prayer. And we got to stop letting things hinder us and distract us. We got to bow our heads, listen to the word of God, be attentive to the word of God, because God is a jealous God.
Excellent.
We need to have our attention on God. People are in church and they're not paying attention. You could ask them, what did they preach about? They wouldn't even know. Because we're on our phone, we're texting in the car, we're texting. Every time you see people in the grocery store, they're talking to people.
In a restaurant.
Families go to eat together. One time, you know, we say, look, let's just put our phones down.
Yeah.
Put the phones
Put the computer down.
Everybody got their head, you know, we're not even talking. No. Put them down. So now, I mean, we always did eat together. And so now we're not doing that. Let's talk. You know, let's do something the family can do together, you know, and stop having our, and then when it's prayer time. Family time is family time. Friend time is friend time, you know. But God's time has to be first. God's time has to take top priority. And so when we pray, we got to pray with the right heart, with our mind stayed on God. Hallelujah. Put your head down. Lift your hands up. Praise God. We're getting to the point where we don't even praise God the way we used to. We don't worship the way we used to. And we wonder why we're not seeing so many miracles today. We wonder why. The wonderment of the miracle. We want to see that. But everybody's not focused the way they should be. Apostle was talking about being used and being united. Don't you know a united congregation? All the people united together. God will do more with that church because that church is focused on God, focused on the word of God, everybody on one accord. When they were all on one accord in the upper room, what happened? The Holy Spirit showed up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All on one accord and great things happen. Glory be to God. God shows up, and when he shows up, sure enough, something great is happening because he's there. Hallelujah. For one accord. If we got our minds on the TVs, our minds on the telephone, our minds on texting and doing all of that, people get killed because somebody is texting. That's another thing. But concentrate on God. Concentrate on the word. Whether we like the preacher or not, it's not the preacher that's preaching. We're preaching the word of God through Jesus Christ. Concentrate on that. Glory be to God. And watch God move. Concentrate on God and the church. Everybody that's going to the service ought to be on one accord. One accord. That's so important. You know, you got people doing everything in church today. The church, one church we were attending, we stopped going, though. They would bring their coffee and do all of that in church.
Uh-huh.
Not paying attention, talking to each other while the pastor is preaching.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is a social gathering.
Yeah.
No, it's supposed to be a gathering, people of God, and we want the Holy Spirit to show up and move mightily in the church, but not if everybody's not on one accord. We're still doing good things. We're still doing great things through God, but even the greater. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And they get their coffee and they're doing all of that and
the
people on their phones. Yeah.
And a big,
but,
nice side of sanctuary.
Yeah, well,
and they had coffee.
Very nice.
You could get your coffee, and if you need another cup, you just walk out to sanctuary and go right there and get your cup of coffee.
That's the truth.
And not only, you know, well, the Bible says that at the supper they reclined Well, you go to church, they have people actually used to lie down on the floor.
Yeah.
And
go
to
sleep.
Go to sleep. That's
in
what
the
it
sanctuary.
Was. You know, the service
take their shoes off.
Yeah. And go
looking
to sleep.
Like hippies. And go to sleep.
That's right.
While the service. Drink the coffee. Do all that.
And go to
sleep. And go to sleep. Laying down in the back of the church. Like they're in a park somewhere.
In the back. They were laying all over. In the front. On the side. Yeah. Hey, I'm tired. I'm going to stretch out here.
Yeah, Lem, I'll take a nap in church.
Yeah.
You know, but again.
What was the preacher preaching? I don't know.
They don't know. He went to sleep.
You woke up to get your coffee, right? No, we went straight in the back and ate lunch. Go to the cafeteria and they'd eat lunch. No, they had food at the church service. You had to buy it, you know, donation. They ask you to at least donate $2, you know. But, you know, it was still, you know, paying for stuff, but they would ask for it. It wasn't like they were giving it away. You know, they would ask $2, you know, you and your wife and your five children go, and for $2, each one of you had a meal. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It was a lot more than that for one person at a restaurant. But still, it was a nice gesture, you know, but it was more of a social gathering in church.
Hallelujah.
Then the other church we went to, it was like a dance party.
Oh, God.
I mean, if anyone has ever been to New Orleans during the Mardi Gras season or after a jazz funeral to see what they call the second line, that's what they were doing in the church.
Mm-hmm.
They were dancing, dropping it like it's hot. I mean, come on.
We didn't stay there for long.
No.
But God gave us much experience with church.
Oh, Lord.
And it was for His purpose. Glory be to God. And we just began to have church at home. We've been having church at home now for over 20 years.
Mm.
But in between times, we were in different, you know, we went to different sanctuaries. And God allowed us to go and sent us there. And we stayed a little while and we saw what was going on.
Yes.
And have much love for some of the pastors, you know, and some of those pastors are doing well.
Well,
but you know, there were things that was going on and it just wasn't of God.
Well,
and
where
so,
it says, where two or more gathered together in my name, I'm
yeah,
in the midst.
Yeah.
So we have church when Apostle and I get together and it's just us two and the Lord, of course, is there.
Mm-hmm. We're having church right now.
Yes.
And again, it doesn't have to be in a building. So we pray that whoever's listening today will come back. And we also pray that whoever's listening that is not saved, will be saved today, as Pastor Bishop will do the prayer of salvation. So come to the altar today and give your life to the Lord.
And
you will see great things. You will see Him do great things in your life. But don't be stuck on, you got to see the wonderment. You can see the wonderment of God when you just look at the creations of God. You can see the wonderment of God when you look at the conversion that happens through salvation. Amen. You see the wonderment of God in your life and how God will change things, how God will change people. Amen. Through the working of His Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
so this is what we should desire more than anything, that God is going to make a change in my life, and I'm not going to want to be the way I used to be anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be more like Christ. Amen.
Yes,
and
yes,
that's what's going to happen when you give your life to God. You will see that you will not want to do the things you used to do anymore, and you're going to want to follow Christ at all costs. That's when you totally surrender to the Lord, and that's a great thing. That's great right there, when we can totally surrender our lives to God. And so we're going to stop here today, but we'll be back with part three, glory be to God, because there's so much more about these miracles and so much more about how we need to serve God, glory be to God. So we'll be back with part three. Praise God. I know we will. I've done a lot of research on this subject, and I know we'll be back. Glory be to God. So we thank God. Hallelujah. That's another thing. We got to study the Word of God. We got to go to the history of some of the saints. Go and read about Moses. Go to Exodus chapter 4, all the way to Exodus 17. There's the working of the greatness of God through Moses. Glory be to God.
chapter 7.
It starts with Exodus 4 and 9, 10, 11, 14, 15, 17, and even all the way, and then in Numbers 20, even to Numbers chapter 20, Numbers chapter 16, Numbers chapter 12. We can go from Exodus to Numbers. Numbers 11, 12, 16, 16 and 44, Numbers 20 and 7 to 13, Numbers 21, all the way, 21, 5 to 9, where Israel rescued from the snake, You know, so there's so many miracles that God did in Exodus and also in Numbers. And in the time of Jesus, hallelujah, there were actually all total 22 great things God did through the servant Moses. Amen? Mm-hmm. God did it. It wasn't Moses. Yep. Whatever God did, even through us, it was God doing it through us. I just said it. So praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that you would get saved today and that you will allow God to use your life in any way he chooses to do. And, you know, we just say, God, here I am. Use me. Here I am, Lord God, change me first. God, change me, God, into a vessel that you could be pleased with, and then use me, Lord, because it's not going to use a vessel that's dirty. A vessel that's dirty is not of God.
Nope.
It's not of God, you know. So praise God. Thank you, Lord, for this word, God. We pray that the ears will open to hear. Hallelujah. Eyes will open to see, Lord. Oh, God, that you're a great, awesome, and mighty God, such a wonderful, faithful God. Glory be to God. And that you're always, and Father, we pray that people will become converts today. Glory be to God for your glory and for their lives to live for your glory.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. And so here we go, Bishop.
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead and do,
hallelujah,
do what God has assigned you to do. Amen. A final action. All of us should be doing, bringing people to the Lord through the word. Amen.
Can you see the one with the blessing? Thank you. For all our people. Thank you.
Amen.
But they go get the blessing. Because just as sure as God made this earth, he made it, the heavens and the earth, they will. Okay, if you, as Apostle said, if you have never accepted Jesus as your Savior, and the other way is if you have, and you've slightly stepped off of center onto the broad sides of the road, no, get back on a straight and narrow path.
Amen.
Because God always wanted a family.
Yes.
Well, he did want it for sure, and he still wants a family. And he urges us all the time. And the word of God says in the book of John, St. John, if you have a Bible, turn to the book of St. John, or I'll just read it out to you. You know, just write the scripture number down. I get the same ones every day, but today I'll read it out. Scripture, it would be in the book of St. John, chapter 3, beginning at verse 16 through 17. And the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, not made, but begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's his beloved son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And if you go to the book of Romans, and the book of Romans, beginning at chapter 3, verse 23, and the word of God says, why would I use this? Verse 23. And the word of God says, for the wages of sin is death, is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. See, through the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's your answer, right?
And that would be, I'm sorry, that would be in the book of Romans chapter 6 at verse 23. Now, in the book of Romans chapter 3 at verse 23, I'm sorry, I flipped the page over on the wrong side. For the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. And we've all come short of the glory of God, being testified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, our Savior. So you see, redemption is through the Lord Jesus Christ. No other way, no matter what people tell you, Jesus is the way, the only way. He is called the way, the way. Now, also in the book of Romans, if you go to chapter 10, I think I got it right this time, this chapter. What am I doing here? Okay. Go to chapter 10, beginning at verse 8. And the word of God says, excuse me, I'm going to read it to you precisely like it is in the King James Version of the Bible. The word of God says, but what does it say? Listen very carefully. The word is near you. It's in thy mouth, which means you got to speak it out. And don't say to yourself in your heart, well, yes, Lord, I accept you as my Savior. I want you to accept me as your son or your daughter. No, it says the word is near you. It's in your mouth. And the reason it says that is because you must speak it out into the atmosphere, because the enemy cannot read your mind. He can only inject thoughts in your mind. You know, he's great at that, injecting in your mind. But he can't read your mind. But when you say it out loud, you let the enemy know that you are no longer, as Pastor said, you're no longer on the devil's team. Now you're on Team Jesus, the winning team all the time. Okay? You never lose, never lose. Okay. Now, if you confess, which is the word of God says in Romans chapter 10, beginning at verse 9, okay, and the word of God says, if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. It didn't say you might. You could possibly be. It says you shall be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you see, you open up your mouth and speak it out loud. Let the enemy know, and everybody else who's in the range of your voice, let them know that you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Now, the next step is to be baptized. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. And in the book of Acts, as the apostles did, in the book of Acts, and chapter 2, verse 38, and then Peter said unto them, this is the group that he was speaking to, group of people, he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Or the Holy Ghost, whichever you choose to say, it's still the same thing. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And he calls us all to himself. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, save yourself from this perverse generation. Aha. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And that same day, there were about 3,000 souls added unto them. Now, it says from a perverse generation. People always think nowadays all of this perverse generation. Those kids are this. You have some people who are 80, 90 years old. They're still in the same generation. They're perverse. The perverse generation. Some people do not believe. They did not believe, and they don't believe that to save us. Why? I don't know. But it's probably because of false teaching. But those that did listen to some teachings, some of them didn't want to. Some of them weren't worried about it. I don't believe in that religious stuff. They're quick to say that. You better believe in Jesus Christ because he's the only way, or you will spend eternal damnation in hell. And the, even worse than burning in the fire is to know the separation that you have from God. You can't get it back. My God, eternally you're going to burn with fire and be tormented constantly, constantly. And that you cannot receive Jesus as your Savior. Oh, my God. The separation, that is the most horrible thing that you could ever go through. Don't let yourself get caught in this crossfire. Please, don't listen to people who say things to you, oh, there's other ways to get to heaven. No, Jesus, the only begotten Son of God Almighty, is the only way. There's no other name mentioned under the heavens. No other name mentioned other than the Lord Jesus Christ. It's right in the Word. It's in the Word. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. It says it straight up. No other name mentioned under the heavens among men except the Lord Jesus Christ. I urge you today, say it out loud. Do it now. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Say it. Say that confession. Say it out loud. I don't care if you're all alone in your home, you're driving in your car. Confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you must believe in your heart, and you must repent. Repentance means do not do like you've been doing, saying what you've been saying, going where you've been going, whatever you've been doing, who you're living with, break up with them. Tell them, say, listen, we're going to get married. We're not going to live in this sin because I don't want to go to hell. If they choose, hey, I love you and I want to do what you want me to do. I want to do what God wants me to do. Wonderful. If they said, no, I'm never going to get married. Okay, well, you're not going to send me to hell with you because I'm getting out of this situation. Because if you've made that confession, by the way, your slate is clean, but you must believe in your heart. Your slate is clean. All the sins you've committed are forgiven. And God honors that. He honors that. And he knows your heart. If you truly, truly believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, you are now saved. It's written right in the Word. Look it for yourself. If you don't have a Bible, I suggest that you get one. Read the Bible. Stand down, Satan. Can't touch this. Hallelujah. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As I was saying, beloved, rebuke Satan and he shall flee. He just can't stand it. He can't stand it. Once you say Jesus' name and you rebuke him in the name of Jesus, he's going to get out. He's going to go quickly. Now, praise the Lord God Almighty. We thank everyone who has received Jesus as their Lord and Savior today. Get a Bible. Read your Bible. Invite people to your baptism. And by doing so, you will be rewarded. If that person decides they're going to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, on your recommendation, believe me, you will be rewarded because God rewards those who love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And those who receive him as their Lord and Savior. He loves us all. He's trying so hard to do us, to get others to join with him. So God bless you and your family. Be careful. Wear your mask. Follow the laws of the land. Wear your mask. Avoid these place that are out there, you know, and pray every day
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Father, sir, it's back to you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Apostle, for that awesome word. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for your servants. And thank you, O God, for the word that they has delivered on today. Oh, my Father, my Savior, my Redeemer, my soon-coming King, I thank you for what they have done on today. And, Lord, I ask you to bless them even the more for taking the time and searching and seeking your face for us, your people. We ask, Lord, that you honor the words that came out of their mouth. And that those of us that heard the word, O God, would not just get excited about hearing, but let us get excited about activating this word in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Apostle. You said so much today. But one of the things that you said today, Bishop, is about when you talked about the heart. You talk
Amen.
About Job, you talk about David, you talk about Moses, you talk about Abraham, you talk about Joshua, you talk about Adam, you talk about Eve. Well, there's no place for me to go preach now because you preach the whole Bible. So anyway, I tell you that what you talk about the heart was so powerful, you know, because God is a miracle-working God. You said that in the Word. And we know this. He is a miracle-working God. And you said that not everybody going to get a miracle on this side of the grave. But
that's
everybody
right.
will get a miracle. Those of us that believe in him and trust him will have our miracle, our eternal miracle on the other side. But one
that's
of the
right.
things that I find out in even hearing the word today is that many people don't experience a miracle in their life because of where their heart is. And that's what I heard in the message. Where the heart is, and we see it in the word, because when Jesus was preaching and teaching the gospel, the Bible says that he could do no mighty works because of the unbelief of the people. But when he led his tongue and went somewhere else, he could do great works.
Thank
and there's
God.
A difference between when Jesus is healing and miracles. There's a difference. That's why they have miracles and they have healing in the Bible performed by Jesus.
Yes.
And I was teaching on yesterday, and I was teaching about this hope in the Lord's faithfulness. And one of the things that the Lord showed me in the text, if you go back and listen to it, it's not a jumping message. And it is all coming to what you said today, because I heard it so plainly today, is that in the text of Lamentation in chapter 3, Jeremiah was saying that the people cried and shout to God. They shout in prayer, but God shouted out their prayer. Can you imagine that? The people were praying and they were shouting to God for God to hear them, but God shouted out their, in other words, he closed up their prayer. He would not allow their prayers to get to him. This is what I was hearing. Some people are not going to experience miracles, and as you were saying that, this was coming back to me so clear. God did not give them what they wanted because their hearts were not right to receive.
That's right.
Do you hear what I said? It's in the message today, and I heard it so clear, because sometimes we are falling on our face, we are crying, we are weeping, we are snorting, we are everything. We are rolling on the ground like you said, sleeping in the church. God ain't doing nothing because the people's hearts are not right. Their hearts are not right, and God is looking for that heart. He is looking at the heart, even though their mouth is saying such fancy stuff, such glorious stuff, but their heart is all messed up. It's all messed up. This is what I was hearing in the Word. And you showed how God used Moses, how he used David. But what God is looking for is a heart that is filled with repentance.
Yes.
Filled with repentance.
Hallelujah.
And we see that. We see that with David, because you said, everybody make mistakes. That's true. People, we're going to preach, and even though we preach, we still going to make mistakes. But if your heart is a heart of repentance, a repentant heart, God going to still give you another chance, because he's a first, second, third, fourth, fifth chance God. That's the kind of God he is. if you will come to him in crowd and repentance, but folk are coming and forgetting, oh my God, these people that was Jeremiah was talking to, they forgot, they tried to put their sin on the back burner like God didn't see their sin. They was idolatrous, worshiping idols and stuff and marrying outside of the sect with God tell them not to do, disobedience. And want God to answer them. God not going to answer. We got to get back to that place of being repentant. You know, get a repentant heart so that God would hear. He said, with a broken and contrite spirit, he would not reject. We got to come to him and our hearts have to be open. Our hearts have to be open. God is looking. He can see anywhere. He can see anywhere. Everything that's done in darkness will be exposed by the light. It will be made clear. Hallelujah. So I thank you for that word. That was just beautiful. I send Bishop a text, for the text from Bishop. So anyway, I really enjoy the word. It was just a right now word, and there's so much in the word that you just can't just get it all one time. You got to go back and listen to it, and then you got to chew on it. You got to become a sponge. Go in there and soak it up so you can hear what God is saying. Because I heard so much. I saw so much in the Word. You just got to go back. Go back and listen. You know, God is looking for the heart that is open, a heart that is filled with repentance, knowing that we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. He wants us to come to him and let us know. He's telling us if we continue to sin, we will die. He's telling us plain. God wants us to come there where he can wash us in his blood and make us whole again. Don't let the enemy deceive you, because that's what he comes to do. He wants to deceive us. He wants us to be in hell with him. Don't let him do that. Don't let him trick you. Go back and let the Lord know that you're sorry. Ask the God to strengthen you, like the bishop said. Ask him to strengthen you in the areas of your life and all lives where we are weak. God will do it.
He will.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you, Apostle. The word is there. Come on in, Mother Grant. I see you there, Mother Grant.
Thank you. Thank you, Apostle.
You're welcome, Apostle. Well, the line is open. Mother Grant is there, but she must be got a phone tied up now.
Thank you,
Mother Grant.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Mother Grant. Yeah, I hear
you
now.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yeah, you sound like the commercial. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
You sound like the. I can hear you now, Margaret.
Hello. Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Somebody tell you.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good afternoon to everybody. God bless you all. Okay. Blessing, God bless you, woman of God. Deacon Frazier, everybody on the line. Blessing
God
you.
Bless you.
I just fall down, so I guess now. Oh, Lord, I fall right down. But I don't know. I'm all right. My reading today, it say meekness. Yes. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decision for the poor of the earth. Isaiah 11:4. The poor will eat and be satisfied. They who seek the Lord will praise him. May your heart live forever. Psalms 22:26. For the Lord take delight in his people. He crowned the humble with salvation. Psalms 149:4. One more. The humble will rejoice in the Lord. The needy will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 29:19. The Lord sustain the humble, but cast the wicked to the ground. Psalms 147:6. He guide the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. Psalms 25:9. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfailing beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of God, of great worthy in God's sight. 1 Peter 3:4. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humble. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. Zechariah 2:3. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. Psalms 37:11. A gentle answer turn away wrath, but a harsh word stir up anger. Proverbs 15:1. May God and the blessing of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Grant. That was beautiful. And it ties in with the word.
Amen.
We got to be meek. And when we're meek, we're going to praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Meek is not being weak. Meek is being humble.
And faithful.
Amen. And faithful, that's right. That's meek, being humble and faithful to God, faithful to what he's called us to do. Amen. And then we can see many wonders of God and the wonderment of him in our lives and all that he does for us. So we got to obey. We got to be meek. And the Bible says we'll inherit the earth.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. Thank you for that. We're going to inherit the earth. We'll get our inheritance back. Amen. Because the devil came and stole. The devil came and stole. And because he stole, because of what Adam and Eve did, he said, we'll inherit the earth if we are meek, if we are humble, if we are
Amen.
Obedient. Glory be to God. And listen to God. And we will one day walk in the new earth, because it's going to be a brand new earth. And we're going to be there with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be able to sit down with Isaiah. And we'll meet Isaiah. And we'll meet Jeremiah. You know, we'll see our loved ones again. Glory be to God. Those who are blessed to the Lord, meaning that those who have given their hearts to God, living for Jesus Christ, and we will be with him in a new earth. Amen. So it takes meekness to inherit the earth. To get that inheritance. Jesus says, what is yours is mine. That is so wonderful. Hallelujah. To know that we have a great inheritance in Jesus Christ and what he's doing for us right now, preparing a place for us. God has a plan. Glory be to God. Give us back everything the devil ever stole. Glory be to God. And we'll be right back where Adam and Eve were, with everything, without any influence. But this time there won't be no influence from the devil. Amen. We're going to live in peace with Jesus Christ, total peace. But we got to have that peace in our hearts right now, and we'll be able to make it through all of the things we have to go through in this earth. Amen. So thank you, Mother, for reminding us through the word that we must be meek. Hallelujah. One of the Beatitudes.
Amen.
The Beatitudes is teaching us, if we study those Beatitudes, it's teaching us how to have the right attitude and to live live a righteous life. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, we can't even do it without him. We've got to have God to show us the way. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh is the way. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Mother. I hope you didn't hurt yourself when you fell. You
Amen.
All right? The line is open. Thank you again, Mother.
Oh. walking up to the feet.
No, I was sending Sienna a message. Amen.
Amen. The line is open. Line is open. But the deacon is there. Evangelist Sheila, she just dropped off. I know she had work, but she heard the whole message. We are grateful. We have a new number on there that I don't know. So, but we thank God.
Thank
I want to hear the word. The line is open.
Those pads really do work.
Oh,
Lord.
Amen. Come on in, Brother Deacon.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Apostle.
Praise the Lord, Deacon.
Praise the Lord, Bishop James, and praise the Lord, Apostle Calvin. Praise the Lord, Melda Grant.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We just thank God on today. We thank God on the Amen.
Praise the Lord, Deacon.
I get cut off. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord
for
the word.
You got it now, Deacon.
Huh?
Praise God for the word. Thank you, man of God. You got it now.
He didn't get cut off. That's his phone. He didn't get cut off. That's his phone that's acting up.
No.
Deacon phone going in and out.
Amen. Y'all hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now, Deke.
Man. Y'all probably, I apologize, y'all, for the interruption. I just thank God on the word today. Thank God what I heard about the miracles of God. And we just thank the Lord for those miracles. We just thank God. We just thank the Lord for what He has done. And I know how, as the message went forward, the word of God went forward. And I know it's not but a miracle. Because see how the Lord kept your son? Because that's a miracle. I know He kept him. Who kept everyone. And I know they ain't talking shit from God. So that right there, you can trust the Lord, trust God. Because he all healed. I had a cousin, and she had a, used to have a, I had a cousin that had a, she had a brain a surgery. She was in a, you hear me say, a time ago, excuse me, he went to Little Rock, Arkansas. He had a brain surgery. And look what God done, because I know it ain't no but a miracle of God that took care of the cousin. Because that was God that took care of him. It wasn't the doctor. That was God that took care of her. That was God. That if she was on here, if she would come on to this church last, she would tell you how God kept her. She would tell you. She wasn't no but a miracle. So that's why a lot of times you got to trust God. But God is the one. He's the one who all the healer. He was never healed. That's why we always got to trust God. Trust the Lord for all time. Trust God. Trust Him. And I know you know but a miracle of the word of God, as you were saying about your daughter. And I know the word of God kept your daughter. You were keeping everybody. Because it's nothing but a miracle. And that's why a lot of times we have to praise God, give God a praise. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Give Him the praise. That's what you have to do. We all have to do, praise God. And that's why we have a lot of time, I hear you say, like you saying during the message, why we all time come in the house of God not paying attention to what the preacher say. What do the preacher be saying? And some of us now, and some of us right now, they ain't gonna know, because all we do is get on these cell phones, you texting, you get on Facebook. That's all we do. Don't even know what the preacher preached about, or what do Jesus say? So we ain't never gonna know the word of God. We all kind of getting on Facebook, hopping on the phone all the time. We ain't never gonna know. We ain't gonna never gonna know why we getting on Facebook all the time. We ain't gonna never gonna know. We're never gonna know what the preacher preached about. We ain't gonna never gonna know what's going on. But what do Jesus say? That's just the way we are. Getting on the phone, gossiping about somebody, gossiping about the next person, but what we need to be looking at ourselves, or maybe at somebody else, at what we need to be doing while we're watching somebody. What we need to be looking at our own self. That's what the Bible always says. That's why I said I have to always got to examine myself. I can't look down on nobody. I can look look at myself first. I got to look myself in the mirror first before I look at somebody else. And that's why I got to look at my own fault, my own problem, my own fault. I can't look down on nobody. So no matter how much you look down on somebody, then guess what? You might want that person help one day. You might need that person help. See, we never know how we look down on somebody. See, we don't never know who we need to help. One day, why we putting them down? Because he's not God to put somebody. He's not God to try to put somebody down. He's a respectful person. If I can't keep you encouraged, then guess what? I only tell you if I truly don't mean it. But like I said about the love. If I can't tell you, if I truly love you,
all right.
That I don't mean it from the heart. I don't.
Sorry for that.
If I don't see it, don't mean it from the heart.
Somebody needs to check their phone. There's a lot of noise in the phone, man of God. I don't know if you hear it, but I do. Go ahead, people. It's quiet. It's quiet. Maybe it's on your job. Maybe it's by you, Deacon. That noise.
Yes. That's some trespass by. But anyway, what I was saying, if I love it, I don't mean it from the heart. Like anybody, don't tell a person you love me and you truly don't mean it, what you say. Don't you tell them you don't mean it from your heart. Because they live and let us know. I'm just saying, you are saying one thing and another thing. And that's the truth. We can't say that we don't truly don't mean it. Mean it from the heart. You got to really truly mean it from the heart. As you like repent. We have to repent and we truly mean it from the heart. We have to really mean that thing, what we say. We got to truly mean it. If we done a person wrong, if a person done us wrong, and we got to forgive them. We got to forgive those. Forgive them. We got to love, as you said, we got to love the enemy. We got to love them. We got to pray for them, despite if they do us wrong. We got to love them. If they treat us wrong, you got to love the ones, love them who don't like us. You got to pray for them. Everything they do, you got to pray. We have to pray for them. We have to pray, even though the scripture said we have to come out from under them. And that was 2 Corinthians tell us. We have to come out from under them. You don't go to lunch with them. Don't go out to eat with them. If they feel like they're against you, they have something against you. But we still got to love them. You got to love them. You got to love them, but we got to mean it. What we say, how we tell them, how much we love them. Mean it from the heart. And don't just say one thing, then you say another thing. And that's why a lot of times we get things so twisted. We get things so caught up. somebody ain't gonna, they don't love you like they're supposed to love you back. A person tell you how much they love, then they don't mean what they say. None of them don't even mean it. And that's why a lot of times we got to be careful how we tell them how we love them. And we truly don't mean it from their heart. It's like the scripture. We see these things that what's going on. We see things what's going on inside of the church. We see all this happening in the church. We see things what's going on are really not of God. And that's why a lot of times God ain't pleased. He's not pleased with everything what's going on inside of half of God. He's not pleased with it. And that's why a lot of times God gets tired of it. He gets so sick and tired. He's tired. And we got to know that you don't believe, read book of Genesis. And he will tell you that he's tired. He's tired. And that's why even though I know there's miracle how God really made a change, made a life in my father's life, how he healed my father. I know that ain't no but a miracle. And that's a miracle for everyone that going through. If you have sickness in your body, if you have sickness, I know it ain't no but a miracle. You see what he done? God took care of that. God is doing miracle work. He's doing a miracle work in everyone's life. He doing a lot of work. He's doing work in your life. He's doing work in your life when even though you weren't even walking. He's still a miracle. Because I know he loves you. He blow your arms and love arms around you. He's still with you. That's why we got to let the Lord be with us. Be with us, Jesus. We got to call out the Lord. Let the Lord be with us. Let Jesus be with us. Let the Lord be with us. Because he is our healer. He will be with us. Despite no matter what we're going through, he's still with us. He won't never leave us, and he won't forsake us. No matter how. Because you know it's a healer. You know it's a healer in Jesus. I know it's a miracle. It's a miracle in Jesus. Because that's why we got to trust. We got to trust the Lord. Trust God of all time. And I just thank God that what God is doing. He's doing miracle work in everyone's lives. I thank God on the message. What I heard. I know I didn't write the script. I missed the scriptures. I missed all of them. Missed the scriptures down because I couldn't hear too good. I couldn't hear it too good. So a lot of times be so much our prep be on, the truck be passing by, and everything just be passing by. But I thank God I was able to come by and heard the word of God, and how God is, even though the message went forward on today. And the one thing about it, we can't let distraction bother us, but we got to know, we got to keep on keeping on and let the word go forward. Because the word going to go, it's going to go forward, whether you like it or not, the word going to go. So I just say to you, I enjoy the word. I enjoy the word of God. I'm glad I was able to come and hear the word, come on and make a comment, because you know I will make a comment, because I can speak for Deacon, I don't speak for nobody. I can talk for my own. I can speak for my own. I don't know about nobody else. I'm not going to have that bitter in my heart against nobody. I never had no girls against nobody. I never do. I don't have a girl against nobody. I say it on the line before. I don't want to have no girls against nobody. I never do. I'm not the person like to have a grudge against anyone. I never do. And that's not the way. That's really, to me, that's not of God. You got a grudge in your heart against a person. That's not going And you know, God's not pleased with that. You have a grudge, and that's why a lot of times we have to repent. We have to repent. We have to pray. If even though if a person don't accept you, even person don't forgive you, you got to love them anyway. You got to love them. You still got to love them. You got to love them regardless. If they don't accept your repent. If they don't accept it, well, look, you don't try what you have to do. Well, you don't call, the Lord don't call you. You don't do what you have to do. You don't do what you have to do. You don't do what the Lord called you what to do. You don't done the right thing. You don't done what God called you to do. And still they won't accept it. They won't accept your repent. They won't even accept it. Accept their forgiveness. That's why a lot of times, you know, it's time to, you know, we got to put our hands on the Lord. We got to love them if they don't even like it. Because I always remember, God loves you more than anything. God loves you. He loves us more. He loves us more. That's why he thinks he blessed us to see a new year. He blessed us to see a new year. Happy to see another 2022. Because I think a lot of things going to be better than it was in 2021. Because God got a... He got a plan for each one of us. He have a plan for each one of us, Mother. He got a plan for you and Mr. James and Apostle and everyone, Mother Grant, too. He got everyone on this church line. He got a plan. God has a plan.
Yes, he does.
He has a plan. He has a plan. God has a plan. You know, the songwriter said, I know the man of God wrote a song. God has a plan for each one of us. He has a plan for each one of us for 2022. He has a plan for each one of us. We gotta go do it. Like the Nike tennis shoe said, you gotta go do it. Just do it. The word of God, you gotta go do it. Now I know it's a Nike tennis shoe. You know, even though I love wearing Nike tennis shoe because we gotta do it. We gotta go grab it. We gotta go do it. Do what the Lord. We gotta wait on God. And some of us don't never wanna wait on the Lord. Some of us don't wanna fast. Don't fast and pray. That's just the way we are. We don't wanna fast and we don't wanna wait on God. That's just the way we are. You're too much big a rush. Because when you out there rushing, that's when you mess up. Because we're not listening. We're not listening to what the word of God are saying.
It's in this thing.
That's just how the way we are. Cause we don't fast and pray enough. We don't pray on wait on the Lord, and we don't wait on Jesus. Cause he's the reason. That's why we have to know it's coming. Our times are coming. Yeah, it's coming in your life. It's coming to one of our lives. Blessing is coming. We got a blessing that is coming. That's right. The blessing is coming to one of us. The blessing is coming. I don't know when, until on his time, not on our time, but his time. But we got to trust God more and more. We just say, I just thank the Lord on the word that what I heard on today. I just thank God I had opportunity to hear a powerful message I heard on today. I really truly enjoyed it. And I don't know about nobody else. I know I'm glad I came on, made a comment, come on and made anything. And I know ever since I've been knowing you ever since. 6 years. Been going on 6 years. We've been knowing each other. I thank God I've been come on this conference call. You come on here every single. Yeah, I know it might not be so easy, but I thank God. I thank the Lord that when I first came here, didn't know better like I knew now. That I just thank God that what He's gonna continue to do, and He's gonna do more greater things. You know, greater is coming. Greater is coming.
Yes,
everyone. Greater is coming.
Amen.
Yes.
Greater.
Amen. More don't even know. That's why it touched so many lives, souls all over the world, whatever they're going through. We may have to go and minister to help those, to help them. We have to go and minister and minister to them, minister on the word of God. It touched those. So we have to go and minister, help them, and go and help doing in love. That's one thing about it. God was a patient God, but just like you was a patient woman of God. And we have to be careful who we let steal our joy. We can't let them steal our joy. We can't let that steal anything. We got to go on. Let Lord continue to use us. Let God keep on doing wonderful things. We got to go on, regardless who don't want to hear it. The word of God. You got to go on here and minister the word of God. He taught you what to do, because He's the one that is what the word of God inside of you. If you wonder who those that get mad with you. They get angry, they get mad, they don't want to hear you. You got to minister to them anyway. You got to minister because you're doing the work of God. God doing things in your life to go minister to someone else, to help somebody. I was talking to a young lady on last night, and me and her we was ministering on last night. We were talking about on the word of God. That's what we were talking about the exact same thing, because we ministered to each other, and that's what we were doing. Me and her were just minister. You know, that's where it all should be. It all should be minister to one another on the word of God. You know, even though sometimes you're going to have one going to disagree, don't agree with you. You got some going to be mad at you, might not agree, but the word going to still always going to stay. The word going to stay. The word ain't never going anywhere. The word of God going to stay. The word going to stay. That's just within the time. It's gonna take till He says something. Not when we think we want to leave and just walk on when we get ready. The word gonna stay. It ain't going nowhere. The word, like this church line, gonna stay. It's gonna stay until He says so. Till the word of God says so. And that's right. The word gonna stay. Even though who get mad at it, the word gonna stay. The way we like it or not, it's going to stay. So we got to go on, do the work of God. Yeah, it's great. It's coming. It's coming for each one of us. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming, even though the one that try to put us down. But guess what? God always can bring us back up. He can bring us back up. Now, we might be down, but guess what? God always can bring us back up. He can pick us back up. He raises back up. Whoever says something when they got no business what they're saying. And I feel like if I can't not help you, then I need to go and get someone sit down somewhere. Now I'm just talking about me. If I can't help you, then I need to go and get my tail, get someone sit down somewhere. I need to go and get someone sit down somewhere. I'm talking about me. If I can't help you. That's why we got to be careful how we mistreat one another. Because you don't never know who help you might need. You don't never know. That's why the songwriter said, I need you and you need me. We all part of God's body. Now, that's what the songwriter said. We're all part of God's body. And I just, yeah, it's coming. Radio's coming for 2022. It's coming for 2022. He is coming. So I just say, so I just thank God. Thank God for on the word. Thank God what the word, what the love of the Lord God within you. For each one of you, for you and Bishop James, how y'all come and minister the word of God, how he used y'all, how he spoke through y'all, because he is, you is his vessel.
Thank you,
he's
God.
Doing wonderful, great things. Everything belongs to, everything goes to God. Glory to God. Everything goes to Jesus. Everything goes to him. Because it's God is the one working through you. God is. So I just thank God on the word, what I heard, I enjoyed it. May God continue the blessing on the word, what I heard. I just thank God I got a chance to come and encourage each one of you, even though I couldn't be able to scope out scripture like everyone, but the Lord got his stores. One day, I'll be able to scope the scripture one day. Maybe one of these days, I'll be good. I'll get it better one day. One of these days, I'll do better one of these days. But we all do better. So I thank God on the word, what I heard, and thank God for what has been said on today. I really enjoyed it. The word blessed me this morning, blessed the one of us. So that will be said. May God continue to bless you all. I love each one of you. I love you, but always remember, God loves you more. God loves you. God loves each one of you. We love each one of us. He loves God, loves us more. He loves us. Then you ever know God loves you more. And we got to give God praise. Give him all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray. I'm done. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to shut my mouth. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. And I love you. Amen.
I love you too. Bishop and I love you, Deacon Frazier. And we thank you for always coming to encourage and always coming to say thank you, God, and to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. God bless you. Continuously, we pray the favor of God and his joy and his peace upon you and his family. We pray an outpouring of it upon you and your family and upon all of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, man of God. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
My text message on last night, my text message.
You what?
You get my text message on last night? I get your text message. My message last night. I get it.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
Give it in my phone. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it. I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in my old phone, and my old phone is broken. So, got to get it fixed because I got a lot of info. And that phone that I have to get out of there. Get that phone fixed. Get my stuff out of there. But anyway, thank you. Thank you for that text. The line is over. And we're going to have you pray. If you don't mind, if you got time, we're going to have you pray unless the apostle have someone else in mind or whatever. And pray and close the mind. Deacon, do you have time to pray? Amen. Well, we're going to close the line. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this word today, God. Thank you, God, for everything you have done. Father, we pray that this meeting has come to a close. But Lord God, your works are forever. Hallelujah. Your glory is forever. And Lord, we thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. It was wonderful. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. And Lord God, we ask you for your protection. Continuously, Lord, as we say in your word, as you have said, that you are a shield. You are an exceedingly great reward, O God. And we thank you, God, that we know that we have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And we have your peace. Glory be to God. And we praise you, God, for the gift of the unity that we have on this line, for the relationships that we have on this line, like Deacon was talking about. We've known each other now for like about 6 years. Hallelujah. We've been coming to Block Talk, and we appreciate that, Lord. It's a place where we come to inspire, we come to encourage, we come to teach, we come to pray. Glory be to God as we are working together with the gifts that we have been blessed with. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. When we look at this meeting, we pray, God, that you look through this meeting with your eyes and that, oh, God, that you are pleased with what we have done on this line today, Lord God. We thank you for the gifts that you've given us, Lord, and we can see our gifts, God, because you are using us in our gifts, oh, God. And we thank you for all of the plans that the man of God has spoken today. He said that we all, that God had plans for all of our lives. And Lord, please, God, oh, God, we thank you, God, that you are in control. You're driving love this universe, God. We thank you, Lord, that there will be many, many more meetings, oh, God, as we follow you, as you Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for honoring your servants, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God, as we have come to honor you, God. You have honored us, Father God. Your presence, glory be to God. Bless us with your glory on this line, Lord. And we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We pray, God, that you will continue to lead us and guide us, oh God, and bring us closer to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for a closer walk for us all. Thank you now in Jesus Christ's name. As we go, God, we know we don't go without you. God, we go as you lead us. And we thank you, God, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. And that concludes our time. God bless all of you, and thank you all for coming in. God bless us. God bless us and be together. Thank you, Jesus. And I have to go now, so Apostle Calendar, we're leaving the line. Deacon Frazier, once again, thank you for your comments. God bless you, man of God. And thank you, Apostle, for your comments.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Apostle Bishop. Thank Brother Deacon that he got a chance to say something today. Thank Apostle Stewart for being with us. And we thank the new person that came on, been on the line for the last 4 days. A new person with 71731. I don't know the number. But we thank God that you come and you listen, and we pray that you heard something today that take you a little closer to God. And we thank Evangelist Sheila that came on and heard the whole message. She didn't make no reply. Mother Grant, we thank God. And we are praying for Pastor Jefferson and her family that God will continue doing the miracle that he is working out in their life, because miracles are taking place right now. And we are grateful that Apostle Stewart, that they're getting the building is getting back in order, and all is working for their good and for God's glory. Thank you so much, Apostle. If you want to come on, our bishop wants to do part 3 tomorrow, you can. I already sent him the information. Just let me know. Pastor Claire is gonna come in on Friday, and then Evangelist Campbell gonna come in on Saturday. All right. Okay. All have a blessed evening. We'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Amen. God bless. Amen. God bless you.
Bye bye.
Amen.